This Chazor zeichen is a bracha chetz chashag from Yehudim zeichen kedush and daf chof aleph. The previous gemara dashed in the kav chaimer zok the gemara to teach that a field that was given to Hegdish cannot be redeemed with borrowed money will be partially redeemed. The gemara tried refuting that kav chaimer and then reestablished it by saying that a house in a walled city that is sold, although it can be redeemed immediately, it may still not be redeemed with borrowed money or be partially redeemed. So Rav Acha the son of Rava asked Rav Ashi, maybe the house in the walled city is treated stringently because we find that the Torah is more stringent regarding it in that it can only be redeemed for 1 year. However, a field that was made Hegdish, since it can be redeemed until Yovel, maybe it can also be redeemed with borrowed money or partially redeemed. Redeemed. Rav Acha Saba said to Rav Ashi, we will learn the halacha with the tzad hashov. The common ground between redeeming a field that was sold and a house of a walled city that was sold is that both are able to be redeemed, and neither of them could be redeemed with borrowed money or be partially redeemed. We can say that a field given to Hegdish fits into this group as well, and therefore also cannot be redeemed with borrowed money or be partially redeemed. Rav Marzuta, the son of Rav Mori, asked Ravino, we can ask that the common ground between the sold field and the sold house is that they both cannot be redeemed in the second year after the sale, because the field cannot be redeemed until after 2 years of the sale have passed, and the house may only be redeemed during the first year, whereas a field given to Hegdish may be redeemed immediately, so maybe it can also be redeemed with borrowed money or be partially redeemed. Ravino said, we state that every sold to a guy may be redeemed immediately, and still he may not be redeemed with borrowed money or be partially redeemed. So we see that immediate right to redemption does not allow something to be redeemed with borrowed money or be partially redeemed. Rav Huna Bar Chanina asked Rav Sheshes, may relatives redeem a house that was sold in a walled city or not? Do we learn the Gzeir Shava of Gu'ulase from a sold field, and just as the field may not be partially redeemed, but may be redeemed by relatives, so too the house may not be partially redeemed, but may be redeemed by relatives? Or do you say that the Gzeir Shava only comes to teach regarding partial redemption, and that's it? The answer, it may not be redeemed by relatives. In fact, Mar Braisa says, the Pasuk of Bichol Ge'ula Titnu teaches to include redemption by relatives in the case of houses in Eved Ivri. Presumably this is referring to a house in a walled city, and we see that it may be redeemed by relatives. Mar says, no, it's referring to a house of an unwalled city. We don't need a pasuk for a house in an unwalled city because it's clearly dealt with in the pasuk of Al Sedei Ha'aretz Yechoshev, which teaches that it's treated like a regular field. Mar says the brayse is following Rabbi Eliezer from another brayse where he says that the pasuk of Bechol Geula Titnu teaches that there's an obligation for relatives to redeem a field that was sold. Ravina asks Ravashi, if we say that the pasuk comes to include a house sold in a walled city, I understand the pasuk's use of Bechol. However, if the pasuk is only coming to include the house of an unwalled city, why does the pasuk use the word Bechol? So Gemara Kash, that remains Shver. Abaye asked, a braisa says a psukim regarding an eved ivri sold to a guy says yigalenu three times to teach that all redemptions are done like this. Presumably, this means to include the redemptions of a house in a walled city and of an eved ivri sold to a yid, and they may both be redeemed by relatives. Gemara says, no, it comes to include the redemptions of a house in an unwalled city and of a field. In fact, those are learned from a clear pasuk. Gemara says, it's needed to teach the halacha of Nachman by Yitzchak that the obligation falls on the closer relative first. The halacha of Nachman by Yitzchak was taught regarding the following. The question was asked, can an Eved Ivri sold to a Yid be redeemed by relatives according to the Rabbanon? We have Gzeir Shava, a Sacher, to learn that from the Eved Ivri sold to a guy, but maybe we also learn from Yigalenu that relatives only can only redeem the Eved Ivri sold to a guy, Yigalenu, and nothing else, no other place. The Braisa says, the Pasuk of Bechol Geula Titnu teaches to include redemption by relatives in the case of a house of houses and an Eved Ivri. Presumably this is referring to an Eved Ivri sold to a Yid, and we see that he can be redeemed by relatives. Mar says, no, it's referring to an Eved Ivri sold to a guy. In fact, a clear Pasuk teaches that an Eved Ivri sold to a guy is redeemed by relatives. Mar says the pasuk of Bechol teaches that the redemption by relatives is an obligation. In fact, Mara Braisis says the psukim regarding an eved ivri sold to a guy, he says you can lend it three times to teach that all redemptions are done like this. Presumably this means to include the redemptions of a house in a walled city and of an eved ivri sold to a yid, that they both can be redeemed by relatives. Mara says no, it comes to include the redemption of a house in an unwalled city and of a field. Aye, that's clear in the pasuk. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the teacher's obligation falls on the closer relative first. The Mishnah says Anitza Nikna Beretzia. The Mishnah is based on the pasuk of Verotza Adoyin Oves Oznei Bamratzeya. The Mishnah says, "V'koynes atzmi b'yoyvul misas ha'odin." The Zemara says, the pasuk says, "V'avod doy," which teaches that he does not serve the son or the daughter, and la'olam teaches that he serves until yoyvul. The Braisa says, the pasuk says, "Martzeya," which would seem to only include an awl, meaning a pointed tool used for making holes, that maybe only that can be used to pierce his ear. Rabbi Yosef, son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, the pasuk therefore says, "V'la'kachta," to teach that anything that can be taken into the hand may be used. Rebbe says, just as an awl, A-W-L, is made of metal, so too any tool that is used for this must be made of metal. Another drasha is, Hamartzeya teaches to allow the use of even the large awl. Rabbi Lazar said that the Yehudin Beribi Darshan, when they pierce the ear, they pierce only the earlobe. The Chum say an Eved Ivri was a Kayim may not become a Nirtza because it would make him a Baal Mum. Now, a hole in the earlobe would not make him a Baal Mum. It must be that they hold the piercing was done in the upper part of the ear, not the earlobe. What's my chalik between Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe? Where it says, Rebbe Darshan is a Klal Prat, is of Lakachta, is a Klal Martzeya, is a Prat, Beozna, Uvadelis is another Klal. Therefore, we have a Klal Prat, Uklal, in which case we only include other items similar to the Prat. Therefore, just as the Prat is made of metal, so to any tool made of, it has to be made of metal. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Darshan is a riboy miyut, a riboy. The kach is a riboy. Matzeh has a miyut. But Ozna Yavadel is another riboy. Therefore, when we have a riboy miyut for riboy, it comes to include all other items and exclude only one. Therefore, we will only exclude making the whole using some liquid, some potion of some sort, but it will include any other whole making keli. How does the word matzeah, ha-matzeah, teach to include the large all? So as Rava once said, the word ha-yorech refers to the important of the thighs, so to ha-matzeah refers to the distinguished of the alls, meaning even the large one. Why did the Chum say a kohen cannot be a nirtza because it will make him into balmum? What's wrong with him becoming a balmum? So Rabbi Rav Shila said, the pasuk says v'shavel mishpachta, which teaches that he is to return to the full status of his family when he goes out free, and if he becomes a balmum, he cannot go back and do the avoida. In fact, can the master of an eved ivri who is a kohen give the eved a non-Jewish slave to marry? Maybe he's like any other yid and can be given one, or maybe since he has many extra mitzvahs, he cannot be given such a wife. So Rav said, is mutter to give him such a wife? And Shmuel says it's aser. Rav Nachman asked Rav Anon, why didn't you ask Shmuel? The rabbi and the Brisa said a kohen cannot become a nirtza because we make him a baal mum. Now if Shmuel is correct, the reason he cannot become a nirtza is because he cannot say ahavti es adoini es ishti ves banai. To this question, there's no answer. Freklemar, may a kohen marry a yifas toyer, a non-Jewish woman who was captured at war? Maybe he's like any other yid, he can marry her, or maybe he has many extra mitzvahs, and therefore he may not. Rav said it's mutter, Shmuel said it's aser. Everyone would agree with that the first bia with her is mutter for the kohen because the toyer was only matter, yifas toyer, because of the realization that the yetzahara may be too strong to fight, and the kohen is subject to the same yetzahara. Machalik is only regarding the second bia. In that case, Rav says it's mutter. Once she becomes mutter to him, she becomes fully mutter to him. Shmuel says it's aser because she becomes a geyiris who is aser for a kohen to marry. Others say all would agree with the second bia is also because she's a geyoris, who's also for kohen to marry. The machlek is regarding the first bia. In that case, Rav says it's mutter because the kohen has the same yetzahar as everyone else. Shmuel says it's also because he cannot fulfill the pasuk of havesel toich beisecha. He can't marry her, and therefore he's not included in the parsha yifas toyer at all. Zakhmer Abraisa says the pasuk says v'ro'isa bashivya teaches that the yid must have seen her and been attracted to her at the time of her capture. Eishes, the pasuk says, teaches that she is mutter even if she was married to somebody else. Yifas toyer teaches the Torah allowed this only out of realization for the strength of the yetzahara. V'chashakto teaches that she is mutter even if she is not beautiful. Ba teaches that he may only take one yifas toyar, he cannot take two. Vilakachta teaches that the kedushin with her will be effective even though she may not be a full-fledged geyaris. Lecha li'isha teaches he cannot take two even if he plans only keeping one for himself and giving one to someone else. The havesa teaches that he may not have be with her until, during the war, rather he has to wait until after the war later on.